Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team is able to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, as we stream on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, as well, of course, as an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. We have a very familiar face and an incredible educator that if you're not connected with, you're going to be so in for a treat today. Get your hot coffee. I got orange juice this morning. We're going to get into the fun. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to January 25th as we're heading into kind of like wrapping up the month. Jeanette's with us. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing awesome. Thanks.
You excited for, you know, I don't know, whatever we have in store for the day. I feel like it's going to be a good one. I just have that vibe as I woke up this morning. It feels like a good one.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a good one too.
It'll be great for our community. If they're not familiar with you and all the work that you're doing to support educators, do you mind sharing a little about yourself as we get into some good conversation?
Sure. I'm an elementary music teacher. I'm National Board certified. I have been teaching for, this is my 25th year, and I have taught pre-K all the way through eighth grade, mostly elementary. My specialty, well, I've got a couple of specialties. One of my specialties is stories that sing. So I love to integrate storybooks into the music classroom, but it can also be flipped the other way where you do music integration while you're teaching reading skills. And that has been a passion of mine for as long as I've been teaching, because when I first started teaching, I realized how closely connected music and reading are. I mean, from the words that we use to teach our students, so many of them are the same. And just naturally, organically, music sort of teaches all of those skills that reading teachers teach. So I have just kind of delved into that. I have a master's degree in elementary ed with a specialization in literacy. So that is a really big passion for mine. And then something else that's a little more new is I am the Happy Music Teacher. I have a podcast called the Happy Music Teacher Podcast, and I love to help music teachers kind of wade their way, whether they're like brand new or they've been doing this for a long time and they're just kind of burnt out. I love to help them because I am happy in my job, and I wasn't always happy in my job. And so I just feel this drive to there's so much overwhelm and exhaustion in our field generally, even, you know, among all teachers, that I just feel this drive to help other music teachers and other teachers in general enjoy their jobs more, you know, and enjoy their lives more too.
I am so appreciative that you have not only created such a movement in supporting educators in literacy and in music, but also truly looking at educators holistically and saying we need to find ways to enjoy our role so it's sustainable, because so many of us have already experienced and unfortunately continue to experience those moments or those very long periods of time of burnout. So I know that your podcast is wonderful because I am personally a listener and I'm so biased because I love your podcast, but I totally want to live like vicariously through you, because being a music teacher in my mind is like one of the coolest jobs. And I very rarely get to interview or engage with educators that are in that role. So I feel like I might geek out a little bit during this interview.
Good.
Now I have to know, as you got into the space that you're in, obviously you have a passion for music and then you developed this really deep passion for literacy and making those connections. Where did all of this start? How did you decide that becoming a music educator was going to be your driving force?
You know, I started out like in middle and high school as a choral person, and I love to sing, and that is my primary instrument, if you will, because music teachers all have a primary instrument. So that's mine, is voice. And when I got out of college, or when I got out of high school, I told my parents I wanted to major in music. And my dad was like, as a music, if you are a music person, you know, there are like so many courses to take, and you have to start immediately with your core music courses. And my dad was like, I'm not paying all this money for all these music classes. And then my mom was like, well, how about if we do something related? So I ended up in nothing related at all. I ended up in television post-production. I DJed. I was a editor, online editor for television for about 8 years. Loved that. I loved every bit of it. But I was working like 70 hours a week, and I had kids, and I was like, I can't. Like, my husband at the time was also doing the same. And so I said, you know what? I'm going to go back and I'm going to do music like I wanted to do in the first place. But I always wanted to be a high school choral director. And it ended up that I got into elementary music kind of by accident. That's a long story that we won't get into, but accidentally got into elementary music, and I never left. I mean, I just fell in love with those little ones.
I love that your journey has so many twists and turns. I think so many of us relate to that, right? There always is that very special percentage of educators that knew from the beginning, went that direction, and stuck in the profession. But there's so many of us that have these big aspirations and goals that either take twists and turns and change completely, or we decide to go away from those and we eventually find our way back. So those are kind of those fun stories that allow us to almost have more knowledge or more, more opportunities to bring to the profession, because we've experienced so many different elements of the world before being in that teaching realm. That's awesome. I'm currently, one of my New Year's resolutions is to be better at piano. I want to learn 10 songs on the piano. So I feel like that might be an instrument you're at least familiar with.
I'm familiar with it. I will tell you that my students laugh at me when I play the piano because I'm really not good at it. I can play some scales. I can find the notes on the piano, but it's one of those things, like anything else, that requires muscle memory. If you don't do it, you're going to lose it.
So. Yes. Yes. Well, I myself was in choir when I was in high school. So I love that you and I have that in common, but yeah, I didn't see myself continuing it. I'm glad you did though, because your skill set is way better and you've been able to give so much to the field. So I think that it's so fun to hear people's journeys getting into this space. As we continue forward, I would love to pick your brain a little bit more about the podcast, how you enjoy supporting educators, the work that you do day to day. So we'll be right back as we get into our team talk section. To the Teach Better Today morning show. I am eager to dive in to the work that you are doing with educators, not only those that are in the music space, but those that are passionate about literacy, which I think all of us are falling into that category, and also how to continue to have a positive mindset and not burn out in this profession. So if you were to reflect on the work that you're doing currently and some of the common topics or advice you're finding educators hungry for right now, what comes to mind?
Avoiding burnout is huge for music teachers, but I think also classroom teachers as well. The level of exhaustion that comes into, excuse me, being in this profession, where I recently read that we use our brains as much as a surgeon does when they're performing surgery. And because of all of the ins and outs that go into being a teacher. And so I would think that those are two things that I'm hearing all the time, you know, perusing the Facebook groups and that sort of thing. And because I love to go in there and just answer questions and help people out. And I also get ideas for my podcast there where, you know, I'll see something and I'll be like, oh my gosh, I need to totally address that, you know. And another thing is just the level of self-care that as a woman, I know women do not take good care of themselves, but as a teacher, I feel like it's even worse. Mm.
If you are supporting educators in this space, what are your tips or tricks that you like to give as steps to improve in those areas?
First of all, don't try to do it all, because there are always people willing to help, especially in the music teacher area. Like, we've got concerts to plan, and unless you are a music teacher, you don't understand the just comprehensive, all of the steps necessary to plan a concert. In addition, we've got like grade level performances, and then we've got, you know, just our day-to-day. Our curriculum is so vast, and that's something else that most people don't understand. And music teachers, like any other educators, are very passionate about reaching our students and being able to create a love of music above all things. Every music teacher I talk to, that is what they want, is to create a love of music. But we're also very passionate about pulling other subject areas in to our classrooms. And, you know, we really try to educate ourselves on that. And it's just, it's a very overwhelming place. I think teaching in general is so overwhelming. So I would say, step one, don't try to do it all. Like, do what you can. Music teachers have 30 minutes once a week, and they're trying to shove all these things at their students. And sometimes part two would be okay with not finishing. And I think that goes for all teachers. Like, you are never going to be able to finish everything you have planned in your day. And classroom management is such an integral part of what we do that, like, if you don't manage your classroom and you just try to like power through your lesson without managing your classroom, it's not going to work. So I'm a big believer in take a step back, make sure that you are, you know, managing the classroom, that you're looking for all the things. And I think that's the hardest part of our job, you know, so.
Yeah, that would be a really important reminder as educator, even just to be at peace with not finishing. Therefore, when you do, there's so much success to celebrate. You know, I have a lot of, you know, we have a lot of Teach Better family members here that not only love to connect and grow their professional learning network and, you know, get some entertainment, listen to the show, but also are avid podcast listeners. Can you give us a little insight on what we can expect if our community here takes on being a subscriber to your podcast?
I do a lot of, I mean, I've got sort of a lot of things going on. I try to once a month, I do a deep dive into what are good activities to do for that particular month. We run on a lot of themes as music teachers. Like, I will go to my teachers, my pre-K, my kindergarten teachers, and be like, okay, what themes are you guys working on? Because I'm going to pull in a storybook and I'm going to do a song and, you know, that sort of thing. So I try to do a deep dive the first week, either the first week of the month or the week, the last week of the month before. And I'll talk about things you can do in your classroom. For example, you know, we've got Black History Month coming up. We've got music in our schools coming up. We've got, you know, winter themes, you know, that sort of thing. So I always do that. Then usually I try to have an interview once a month. And this coming month, I have Debbie Tannenbaum coming on, and she is going to be talking all about technology and adding technology to not only music classroom, but, you know, the classroom in general. So I've got that happening. Try to do one interview a month that's going to be beneficial. And then the other two, sometimes I go on a rant and I'm just like, okay, people, this needs to happen. Or you need to forgive yourself for this, or, you know, I'm just trying to help music teachers and teachers in general, you know, feel great about their day. Like every day leave and be like, yes, I did it today and I'm going to keep doing it and I'm really enjoying what I'm doing.
So good. I personally listen to the podcast and definitely recommend. Great boosts of energy and fun conversations happening over there. For those of you, as a quick reminder, if you choose to listen to podcasts, wherever your favorite spot is, like Spotify, I personally listen on Apple. I know Google has a lot of podcasts that you can stream. Definitely head to those platforms and you'll be able to find podcasts you like. If you want to be a listener, don't forget to subscribe and rate and review those podcasts. And that only obviously gives a little boost to those of you that are hosting podcasts, but it also allows your favorite podcast to reach more and more listeners, which again, just serves a wider community of educators. So I encourage you to definitely go check that out. If our community wants to stay connected to you outside of the podcast, how can our community stay connected?
I am at the Happy Music Teacher on all the places. I've got a YouTube channel. I've got an Instagram. I have a TikTok. I've got a Facebook. I also have a private Facebook community for music teachers. It's called the Music Teacher Group. And then my website is storiesthatsing.net. And I've got a blog there. I've got information on my podcast there and lots of good things for music teachers.
That's wonderful. I encourage you all to connect and continue to grow your PLN. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Excited Absolutely. To keep up with all the great things you're doing. But thanks so much for waking up early and be a part of this conversation. For everyone else, we hope you have a wonderful day ahead and stick with us for the Teach Better Today morning show. We are here every single weekday to be a part of your morning routine. So don't forget about us as you're making your coffee in the morning or get ready for school. See you friends later. Hey, Teach Better community, thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.